Listening Library presents Twerp by Mark Goldblatt. Read for you by Everett Plenn. Julian Twersky, January 11th, 1969. The Pigeons of Ponzini. My English teacher, Mr. Selkirk, says I have to write something, and it has to be long, on account of the thing that happened over winter recess. Which, in my opinion, doesn't amount to much. It's not like I meant for Danley to get hurt, and I don't think that what happened was 100% my fault. Or even a lot my fault, even though I don't deny that I was there. So I guess I deserve to get suspended like the rest of them. I mean, maybe I could have stopped it. Maybe. But now the suspension is over, and Selkirk says I've got to write something. And because he says so, my dad says so. And that's that. I know what's going on. Selkirk thinks that if I write about what happened, I'll understand what happened. Which makes no sense if you stop and think about it. Because if I don't understand what happened, how can I write about it? Besides, I've done worse. Much worse. And never written a word about it. And the fact that I never wrote about it had no effect. Good or bad. So writing about it or not writing about it isn't going to prove a thing. I've got a good handle on who I am, if I say so myself. Compared with most 12-year-olds, I mean. I'm not saying that I'm done growing up. I know I've got a long way to go. Sixth grade isn't the end of the line. My dad says that when he looks back to when he was a kid, he doesn't know whether to laugh or cry. I know there's going to be a Julian Twersky in the future who's going to look back the same way and maybe shake his head. That last sentence should make you happy, Mr. Selkirk. But when I look back right now, I'm just saying that what happened with Danley Dimmel isn't the worst thing I've done. I'll give you a perfect example.